On LSE Share Talk today, we've got Dave Reeves from Keras Resources. Recently, they brought an RNS out, which was just announcing some results from the Prince of Wales line. Over to you, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Rob. Very good, and yourself?
Yeah, good. So, could you tell us a bit more about the results that you got for the Prince of Wales?
Yeah, sure. Look, as part of our development plan for the high-grade underground Prince of Wales, we did some infill drilling near surface. Got some really nice results, 3 meters at just under 15 grams and 3 meters at 7.25 grams. A really solid results and confirm the high grade nature of the ore body. I think one of the key benefits is we've been looking a lot deeper for our mining plan, and this is a real bonus to have shallow areas that are good grade. There is an old decline that goes down to this area, so it's very quick to access, and we've started working on that with the cleaning up of the pit. And the drilling was just to, pinpoint exactly where we should be heading from that decline.
Okay, so obviously, you're gonna, you've got these results now, and you've had the other mines, the other that you, well, the other gold that you've been bringing out the ground. You speak in the RNS about getting it to the processing plant within the next 6 months. Do you think that's properly achievable? Is that the timeline that we should be looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's all going well. We've got the detailed plans coming together. One of the big issues is safety, and making sure we've got all the permits and all the procedures in place. As soon as you go underground with rocks above your head, you need to make sure that's all tied away. So that's been a large area we've been focused on is getting all that together. And it's a lot of legislation to comply with, but that's coming together well. Got various approvals in place now, so we should be pressing the button any day to start refurbishment of that decline.
Okay, so before with the other the Norton field that you had, that was open pit. So obviously there is some red tape that you're going to be doing for the Prince of Wales, and obviously with the health and safety, it's permits and stuff like that, I assume that you need to get. Have you done those before, or is this new territory?
Yeah, no, we need to do the same procedure, be it for open pit or underground, but obviously underground is a little more complicated from a safety perspective. And so we've been getting what's called a project management plan together for that, which details all the safety, tackles everything from mines rescue through to geotechnical issues. It's a pretty substantial document, and getting all those in place to ensure that the mines department give you permission to commence mining.
Okay, so it's a standard red tape than that you're used to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and logistically wise, with the Prince of Wales, is that just the same sort of transport plan that you got?
Yep, it sits a kilometre off the main haul road that takes it to Paddington plant. So we're mining at anomaly 22 and a cord, the two pits. We're still mining away happily there. They're probably about 3 kilometres away from Prince of Wales, so it's all in the same area.
Okay, so there's no extra hiccups or any risks or anything like that. It's just basically the same way that you're doing it before, arriving with your gold at the plant.
Yep, for sure. So haulage processing all the same. Obviously, the mining's a little different between open pit and underground, but we've got offices set up out of Prince of Wales now. There's power lines to Prince of Wales, so it's a sort of hub, if you like, our base for that area anyway.
Yeah, okay. Great. And what about Lindsay? Is there an update you can provide there?
So Lindsay's same thing. Again, it's really permitting for the underground. Again, it really is a cut and paste of everything we're doing at Prince of Wales. We can use at Lindsay's or vice versa. All the safety regimes, et cetera, et cetera. We've completed mine designs, completed budgets, finalizing quotes on where we'd look at milling that material. So that's, again, a lot of preparatory work so that when you get in there, you can hit the ground running.
Okay, so that's running in parallel with the work that you're doing at the Prince of Wales.
Correct.
Okay. And which do you think, if you don't mind me asking, we would expect news on first? I mean, who's going to beat the other one to the post and get into the goal to the plant?
Well, it's an interesting one. Prince of Wales, we need to go steady, steady, refurbish the decline. Make sure there's nothing untoward there. The ore there is pretty much straight off the decline, but to refurbish that decline and get ready will take a little bit of time. Whereas our first portal blast at Lindsay's is in ore. If I was a betting man, I'd probably say we'd get ore out of Lindsay's before Prince of Wales, even though we might start Prince of Wales before Lindsay's.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, it'll be interesting anyway to see. I mean, certainly the shareholders are always keen to hear any news, and obviously you've got both of them due to come. With the tributes that you're going with, this is the plan that you've had since you've entered to the gold industry. Basically, it's going with a tribute strategy. Do you think you'd ever look at buying an asset rather than doing a tribute?
Yeah, we are always looking at additional tributes. We're always looking at acquisition possibilities. We've stated clearly, I think, why we like tributes in that very low capital. Someone else has done all the exploration, etc. Having said that, if we can acquire something that is close to production, is available for toll milling. Then we get 100% of the reward. So it really comes down to price. Does it make sense to pay a little bit of cash up front or shares up front, whatever it may be, to get maximum return, from the operation? And so we're always looking at acquisitions and at tributes, and they each have their own benefits. And it really comes down to the companies that own them, what they prefer, and whether it makes sense for us.
Okay, so keeping your eyes open at least.
More than keeping eyes open, we are always active in that area.
Okay. You had a tour recently in Europe and the US, similar to, I guess, what you did with Walsall, basically, showing investors what you're actually doing with the company. Do you mind if I ask how that went?
Yeah, look, we're always out trying to increase market awareness. Obviously, we've had a name change and a change in direction. So we haven't been around as Kerrison Gold for very long at all. And as such, a lot of people don't know anything about us. So it really is just trying to raise awareness of the company and what we're up to.
Okay, I guess I'd have to ask the question. I mean, the share price has dropped quite a bit from it had a high, I think, about 1.5, and it's dropped now. It's about 0.9 at the moment. Obviously, we've got some of the jitters with Brexit, and people they take their money. Cash is king. They like to actually see what's going to happen with the vote not far off. What's your view on the share price where it currently is?
Oh, look, obviously disappointing. I'm actually looking at a graph, and I might tweet this graph out later. It's the ASX All Ordinaries Gold Index here. And if I look over the last, few months, it's probably gone up 25%. So that's a reflection on values on the ASX. And interesting enough, as well, I looked at peer comparisons on AIM the other day, and a lot of smaller gold miners have been sold down, even though the gold price is going up. And that's counterintuitive. Even with Brexit, you'd think Brexit would get people heading into gold because certainly the gold price has been heading up. And normally you would expect the share prices to outperform the gold price. So yeah, it makes absolutely no logical sense to me. We're mining gold. We're progressing with our plans to get into the really juicy parts of the underground. Looking at other options. So yeah, we can't influence what happens on the share price. All we can do is just continue doing what we're doing, grow the company, and eventually the share price will follow.
Okay. I mean, I guess my next question would be, you're already a major shareholder. With the price where it's at the moment, are you allowed to actually increase your stake, or would you look to increase your stake?
Look, I have put a hell of a lot of money in and unfortunately don't have a hell of a lot of money left. Having said that, we always in closed periods for half-yearly accounts and other things. So, and because we're always looking at opportunities, our actual ability to buy on market is, I wouldn't say non-existent, but it's not far off non-existent, just with all the closed periods and regulatory restrictions.
Okay, so I understand what you mean there, basically. You obviously said, like you say, with the restrictions, it's not as easy as just anyone else like myself just going and buying some shares.
No, it's not. And, you know, the other thing is when directors buy you, it's, again, different from private investors. Private investors will buy and sell and, you know, make money as they go. Generally speaking, when directors buy, they buy and hold. So it's very different outlooks on that. And, you know, I'm the largest shareholder. I'm very happy with my exposure. I'm very happy where we're heading in the future. But it doesn't mean that we're always going to keep adding, because there is a limit to the old bank account, unfortunately.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, Dave, for taking the time to bring us up to speed. And like I said, certainly it's encouraging to see the results of the Prince of Wales. I attended the presentation in Warsaw, and obviously this confirms what you thought what you were going to get out of the mines. So it does look good in my perspective going forward. And hopefully we'll hear from you soon with some more news.
Very much so. Thanks very much for that, Rob, and look forward to chatting shortly on some other news as it comes forward, because we are into a quite an active period now.
Great. Look forward to it. Thanks, Jay.
Cheers, Rob.